LAP listening.
LAP, KO4, LAO.
So, how are you today, call sign, buddy?
I'm on the end here, up in Traveler's Rest.
I'm in Greenville, just leaving the Home Depot, wanted to see who was out there. Good to hear you.
Did it get much snow last night?
Yeah, it started coming down around, probably around 7:30, something like that. I was surprised to see how much came down. I didn't think it was supposed to snow at all, but there it was.
Yeah, we got, I'm just at the base of Paris Mountain here, up behind the, a mile or so up behind the Walmart there in Traveler's Rest, and we got a good 3 to 4 inches.
I guess it surprised everybody, but there's nothing around here now but puddles, so I guess it just wasn't meant to be. A few nice snowmans in the neighborhood still standing.
It's slowly but surely all melting away this morning. I had to clear off a lot of snow off my truck, but now it's all mostly gone.
For us this week, it's, I hope it's like this. This is nice. I could definitely live like this. My thermometer in the car says 37, but somehow it feels like it's in the 50s to me.
Yeah, the current temp was, but I thought it was supposed to get up towards 50 this afternoon.
Now, you got a favorite team in tonight's game?
Sadly, I do not.
But the guy who always wins, just because he always wins.
And, watching the pro football very much, given up on that.
Yeah, personally, I've been turned off by the political stuff that's happened. This probably be the first game I've really watched all year. It's the Super Bowl. I guess you just can't miss it. At least I can't.
There's a kid watching the first one.
Guys on Fox this morning, they've been to every Super Bowl since the first one. 55 out of 3 guys, they formed a little club. They've been to every single one of them. They still had their tickets.
It was a pretty big deal back then. And, it was the very first big game. And, as a kid watching it on, I'm not even sure we had the color TV. I think it might have been black and white. But it was a pretty big deal back then.
Is that about 1966, right?
Year, but I think that's about right.
I got a friend whose birthday is at the beginning of February. He's the same age as the number of Super Bowls, so he can never forget how old he is. So he's 55 this year.
That would make me, I was about 8 years old, and that's about right.
But I just hope it's a good game. I hope it's entertaining. I hope they can keep the politics out of it and that, everybody just enjoys it.
Halftime show clean, and not make it wacky. I guess one of the years that I enjoyed it was when they did all the aerial drones. Having been being a drone operator, I kind of know what went into that. And they had to have a whole lot of FAA waivers to put that many drones in the sky at one time around people.
I didn't realize they did that at the Super Bowl, but I was in China last year, at the end of last year, for a while. We went to this place called Watertown, and every night they do a drone show. It was the first time I'd ever seen that kind of thing. Everything flying automatically, moving from one formation to another formation, spelling out words in the air, and just doing all kinds of cool stuff. It's pretty amazing. It must take a lot of time and thought to put into one of those shows.
I mean, but I suspect you're going to see a movement away from real fireworks more and more towards the aerial drone technology because they can do it so well. If you want to see a cool presentation, just go get on YouTube and Google or search YouTube for the Time magazine front cover and how they did that. They launched like just over 1,000 drones, Intel Corporation did, in conjunction with some other folks. And they recreated the front cover of Time magazine, and that was their front cover for one issue, KO4 LAO.
KO4 LAP, that's pretty cool. I'd like to see more of that, actually. I don't think I've ever seen a live show even offered in the U.S. Maybe if I went to Atlanta or Charlotte or something like that where there's more of a population, I might see it. But I had never heard of such a thing until I saw it in China, and I thought, yeah, this could replace fireworks. Why not?
Also, so many things with it, you know, that you just can't do with fireworks. For all of that effort, for all those drones in the sky, there's one pilot in the command that's responsible for that whole thing. I think that's pretty amazing.
I have a French friend who told me that most of the technology for that is French. I guess they invented it in a couple of different companies there in it would be Eastern France, and they just travel around the world and they put on the shows and they sell all the software and drones and everything like that, and they're kind of populating the world with it.
But I'll tell you what, for sure, the Chinese definitely have got some great technology there. And sadly, I wish we had more American manufacturers of drones here in the U.S.
I haven't really gotten into the drone flying thing. I have a brother-in-law who's into it. He flies his off of Table Rock. He comes over to the house and takes pictures with it on the holidays to get some interesting shots and stuff like that. But personally, I've never really gotten into it. I don't really know what people see in it. I guess just the idea of getting up and taking a look where no one else can be is one of the cool things about it.
A lot of things with it, aerial photography, but photogrammetry and aerial mapping, autonomous flight, all that stuff, plus aerial deliveries are going to go in a big way here, and they just put a bunch of new rules out on the whole thing. It's about to take off in a big way, but the big thing they got to get their arms around is remote ID. Once they get that squared away, and that won't probably be complete until 2023, a lot of people don't like it because it's going to force folks to buy new equipment or modify what they have, but it's kind of like an electronic license tag in the sky.
To know who's flying where, especially if we get a lot of them in the air. It'll be a trip to have my Amazon dog food delivered by drone. That's going to be a fun thing to see.
Like 80% of packages delivered are under 5 pounds, and that's right in the sweet spot for a lot of aerial deliveries. I think what you're going to see in a big way is pharmacies delivering medications to folks because most of those are very lightweight, but they're a high dollar value for a lot of the medications. And I think you can quickly see that. You know, if you can order something that, or your doctor can call it in the middle of the night and have it delivered to your house within 30 minutes and you don't even have to leave, that's a pretty big deal.
That would be pretty cool. And I think in this time of pandemic, it would have been, you know, nice to have for people to get groceries or whatever they need while staying at home. It probably would have been a good thing for people to have. I mean, there were other options, but the drone thing would have just made it all that easier.
It'll take off in a big way, so, you know, stay tuned. Pretty soon they're going to have, I think, they're doing some deliveries in Australia, and I think there's been an issue with noise, but they've worked on some technology so that, you know, the blade tips of the drones go supersonic, and that's what creates a lot of the noise. So they've modified the propellers on a lot of those things to cut down on the noise, but that seems to be the biggest complaint so far.
What is the size of a drone it would take to deliver a 5-pound package? It seems like it must be pretty big.
To check and see, but I would have to say, you know, you're probably talking about a quadcopter of, you know, like an M600 or something like that, a DJI, somewhere around in that size. The smaller drones, you know, they might be able to pick up 1 or 2 pounds, but they're not really designed for that kind of thing. They're mostly flying cameras.
Church is going to be keeping the rednecks from shooting them down.
That'll get you in big trouble because the FAA considers all of these things aircraft. So it's the same as if you're shooting at an aircraft, and it can cause you a lot of big problems, so you don't want to do that.
Well, I imagine there'd be 1 or 2 idiots that did it once, and then it would be over. They'd put a stop to it. You know, it's not funny.
And then there's been court cases on it, but you're definitely you're messing with some federal charges there when you start doing stuff like that. So I don't know. We'll have to just see. It's like anything else. We're just going to have to integrate it within what we're doing. But there's some really good opportunities and advantages. And the other thing you're going to see here is flying cars. You know, there's already a company in California that's making it, and supposedly you're not going to have a pilot's license to do it. It's called the Black Fly, and it's got a curved bottom, and you can take off and land from your front yard in the grass.
Well, now that's something that I've been expecting since about 1988 or so when they promised me the flying car in the first place. What did you say the company was? I'll have to check it out online.
Yeah, that I don't know if it's a company name, but the vehicle's called the Black Fly, and it's got about a 30-minute flight time. You know, of course, it's all visual, VFR weather kind of thing. It was developed as a result of some new motor technology they were able to move for electric motors. They say it's going to cost about the same as a midsize SUV.
I'm going to have to check that out. I was stuck in traffic the other day on Woodruff Road and thought how nice it would be to take off from here and just fly into the parking lot that I'm trying to get to that otherwise takes 10 or 15 minutes to turn into. Just an opportunity like that where you're on wheels most of the time, but when you get stuck in traffic, you can go vertical. That would be great.
That's in your car, and you can just get out of the car and let your car drive itself home, and then you can let the car wait in traffic while you fly away.
We're probably not that far away. All it takes is somebody to manufacture it and then another bunch of people to buy it, and then you're there. That's all it takes. So it could happen.
I mean, Elon Musk has got a plan for it already. Hey, Brian, it's nice to talk to you. I'm going to check out here and go see what the family's up to. But, I think your call sign is just one after mine. So we must have had our applications must have hit about the same time there at the FCC.
Yeah, my guess is we were in the room at the same time taking the test. I was at Brar's in January is where I was taking the test. Was that you there, too?
I was there that Saturday morning, and there were four or five guys in there that morning. I was there.
Okay, so we know how that came from. I did apply for a vanity call sign. It'll probably be changing here maybe this week. I don't really know how long it takes, but sometime this week. We'll see if it happens or not. It'll be kind of cool to have my own call sign.
I just wasn't sure what I was going to use yet. I'm just getting started in this whole business and was sitting here reading an article on CW and trying to get that going. I think that'd be a great thing to do.
I think that's my next step, too, is CW. Well, I'll let you go, Jim. Nice talking to you. I'm in the driveway myself. I need to take some stuff I just bought from the store in. This is KO4LAP, and I'm out after you.
Me to you, Brian. KO4LAO clear.